then into the bulk of the class, the question of the age of information. Let me begin by sort of playing you, if I can, he said, if I haven't lost my mouse, okay, a kind of standard, take on, you will recognize the city, I won't play at all. Okay, you sort of get the point. It goes on a little while, but I guess we get the point. It's the age of information. You can see it's also the age of the San Francisco fog, the poor guy trying to film and everything blowing around. So it's a kind of, I don't want to be unkind, it's a little B, it's a platitude, but it's something that we kind of just accept. Why not write a song about it? Why not rap about it? Because we all know that it's the case. One thing which I'll come back to later, though, that is interesting about it. He says it's the age of information, but he actually makes a couple of points. We didn't get to them all. But he says, it's the age of information, but the age of information is hell. And that's a kind of pause, because we tended to think, no, the age of information is this great thing. And he says, I feel the human race has not progressed as much as we should be. How come it isn't progressing as fast as technology? Yeah, we're going to be staying on the moon, but there's still going to be racists. So part of his argument is, okay, well, it is. He's not saying it's not the age of information. He's saying it is the age of information, but it isn't having much effect on my life. Things don't seem to be changing. And, of course, one of the assumptions when we say that this is an age is we say this it is an age and we've moved into a whole new sphere of the world. So I'll come back to that topic. But if we take his idea, this is the age of information, more or less, 4 or 5 years, when did it begin?